We're joined by Danny West of HogSports.com, part of our Arkansas Car Stereo recruiting report. We had to move him to Friday because of yesterday's basketball media days. But, Danny, first off, let's get your thought on basketball media days. How did the team look? Obviously, I guess you haven't really had a chance to see them practice or play. That comes Sunday with the red-white game. But just sizing the guys up, how do they look size-wise?
Yeah, Trey, last week we got our first look at them. They opened up practice for us one day last week. I was impressed with some of those newer faces, Landis Harris, Bobby Portis, Moses Kingsley. I know that may not sound like a big surprise, but I think those three big men will help you. It all comes back to point guard, and hopefully Ky Madden or you know, Kiko can step in there and help distribute the ball. But Mike Anderson yesterday sounded very, very optimistic, and that kind of surprised me, not saying he shouldn't be optimistic, but to the degree of which he was optimistic, very much surprised me. You don't see him go out on a limb a lot and say, well, now I've got my players, and that's exactly what he said yesterday. So we'll see what he does with it. I thought it was a very good press conference, though.
So he said, now I've got my players.
Yeah, he basically said, I feel like I've got players in place now, my kind of guys to run my system. So this is the year where we take that next step forward. Now, whether All right. that means making the tournament or not, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But he sure sounds optimistic about the group he's got right now.
It better mean making the tournament.
That's right.
Because there will be some fans that will be highly upset.
You can't say that and then not make the
Because,
tournament.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You're
I'm thinking the same thing
now.
You're talking about right now,
yeah.
The fact that he says, okay, now I've got my guys. These are the type of guys I want here. And, okay, we've given you a pass. Now you've got them. Let's do it.
And he's
Danny, setting himself up.
Yeah, he is, Joe.
Danny, I wanted to ask you about Alondis Harris because we were talking about, you know, of course a point guard, but I've seen the kid from Little Rock, Bobby Portis, mm-hmm. and I like him. What I saw of him in the McDonald's All-American game and the I know what he's going to bring. I have not seen Alondis Harris yet, but what I've heard and what he did at Houston, I think he has to be good. If he really is kind of that inside physical guy that can get rebounds, score, kind of create and kind of do that, I think we will be fine because I think Bobby Portis is going to be he's not going to be overmatched.
Right. No, I'm with you on that. When I look at Alondis Harris, I see a big bull down low that Arkansas really hasn't had in a while. You know, just one of those mean physical players, like you said.
Like the big nasty, yeah.
That's it. He's not the tallest guy. He's not going to be the biggest guy out there, but, you know, he goes hard. He plays very hard and physical. Of course, you got to kind of tone that down, I guess, with all the new foul rules, but I think he's going to be that inside presence that's been missing.
Would he remind you a little bit? You remember DeJuan Blair at Pitt? He was an undersized big, but can he shoot better than DeJuan Blair? But when it came to rebounding, putting your body on you, doing that, DeJuan Blair was good at that, and that's kind of what I see from what I've heard with Alondis Harris. But does he have a face-up game as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, again, we've only seen a little bit of practice, but the day we saw him, he was knocking down, you know, mid-range shots, taking it
yeah.
to the basket. I feel like he's a scorer. So, I mean, we'll have to wait and see, but I think they really like him right now.
Let's go to Dennis in Hot Springs. Dennis, you got a question for Danny West?
Well, not really, guys. I was going back to the baseball. I don't watch it too much. And I'm out of the loop. I was wondering what the beards represent on
Team
the
Unity.
Red.
Team Unity.
Team Unity. You know, if they could get some Amish hats out there, I think that would really maybe be appealing there myself.
Well, I don't think they're going to do that. They're going to stick with the baseball cap with the B on front.
I was thinking of face tattoos. Yeah, maybe
there
that
you
would
go.
Bring them together. Huh?
Maybe, something like that. Let's try Terry and Benton. Terry, welcome to Overtime.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
Danny, I have a quick question for you, actually, too, on the recruiting front.
Okay.
On Twitter, I follow a lot of the recruits and watch a lot of that. But Jermaine Illuminor has committed and decommitted from several schools in the past, and he says a lot of things on there that make you wonder, is he truly committed or not? And then there's another one that was not listed in the newspaper today as a commitment that talks all the time, cornerback Quan Peek, I believe his name is.
I'm sorry, what was his name?
I think it's Shanique Quarantique or something like that. His last name starts with a Q.
Ooh, don't know him.
Okay.
Don't know him, but as far as Jermaine.
Is he committed or is he not?
Jermaine is still committed. Now, we have found out there's a good chance he's going to go ahead and take, you know, maybe a couple more visits. I'm not sure how many he's got left. I know he's obviously been to Arkansas and UCLA, and I want to say maybe one more. He might just have one visit left. But it sounds like he may want to visit Texas A&M. That's obviously not good news. Here's the thing on Illuminor. You know, you're talking about a JUCO guy. He's only going to have 2 years left. And he's a guy that wants to come in and not only start, but win. And, you know, at this point of Arkansas's process, you just can't be too optimistic about, you know, their direction they're headed in the next year. Now, 2 or 3 years down the road, yeah, maybe they're going to get it back going again. But, you know, looking short term, I think Jermaine might be a little bit worried, and that's kind of causing him to look around a little bit. Brett Bielema went up there Monday. He can't talk to the kids right now when he goes on these visits, but he did go up there. He talked to the coach and evaluated Jermaine some more. I think they still got a good feeling about him sticking with Arkansas, but, you know, right now he's just you just got to hold on to him the best you can.
Last question is Sharif, the linebacker, is he anywhere near committing to anyone?
Right now I'm hearing that Arkansas may kind of be out of the picture for Sharif. He came up here for his official visit. I think maybe there's something in his personal life that's going to maybe keep him close to home or something weird going on, non-football related. But right now I would say that the chances of Raheed being a Razorback are probably declining a little bit.
One last one, I'm sorry. Solhoff, the Norwegian kid, did you feel good about him?
Oh, yeah, he's been up here a few times now on unofficial visits. Ty Story's doing a great job recruiting him unofficially. You know, hopefully get him back during his senior year for an official visit, but everything's good so far.
Sterling, if you can hang on the line, we'd appreciate it. Danny West is going to hang through the break as well. We'll have him back on the other side of the break when we come back. Real quick, some Keithley Service Company live fan feedback. Chris in Little Rock, six insufferable fan bases. Texas, LSU, USC, Ohio State, Notre Dame, and Michigan. That's his list. Maybe, we want your list as well.
Maybe Nebraska.
Maybe throw in Nebraska. It's Overtime, live from Guatney Chevrolet on a Friday afternoon. Back with more after this. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Mitch at Red River Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep. And folks, you have got to come see us during the Jeep Celebration event. There is no vehicle on the road like the Jeeps. We've got it in the Jeep Wrangler 2-door and 4-door, and we've got them packed on both lots. You're not going to find a better price on a new Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, or Jeep vehicle than right here at Red River. And you're not going to find a better buying experience. And if you don't have time to see us, we'll bring it to you. You can always shop us right here in Heber Springs or at our second location in Malvern, or you can come visit us online at redriverdodge.com.
Are you in the mood for some fresh, delicious Mexican food? Always. Did you know that Mexico Chiquito invented cheese dip? True story. Cheese dip was invented right here by our very own Mexico Chiquito in 1935, and they're still doing it better than anyone else. And with the super daily lunch specials at Mexico Chiquito, you'll always get a small cheese dip, chips, salsa, and a soft drink with your lunch every weekday from 11 to 3. For just $5.49 to $6.99, you get great specials like the taco dinner, macho nachos, chicken fajitas, and tons more. And they all come with cheese dip, salsa, and a soft drink. There's a different special every day. So come on out for lunch with Mexico Chiquito every day. When you think Mexican, think Mexico Chiquito. Cooking it up fresh every day and keeping it local since 1935. Visit any of their four locations in Conway, Little Rock, and North Little Rock for the best cheese dip, salsa, and homemade punch Arkansas has to offer. Enjoy the freshest and the best while helping to keep the Arkansas restaurant scene local. Mexico Chiquito. Local is better.
It's becoming one of the prettiest times of the year. The seasons are changing and the leaves will soon be falling. Falling like the prices at Richards Honda during the 2013 ATV clearance event. When you're looking to work hard, play hard, or hunt hard, Honda's foremans are the machines to count on. Your foreman from Richards Honda will have you tackling your chores or have you tackling the trails in hot pursuit of your trophy buck all day long, while in the comfort thanks to a plush suspension. If you're ready for an autumn adventure and to take in fall scenery off the beaten path, then Honda's Rancher is the fun machine you're looking for. Ranch Ranchers are perfect for tight trails and cutting through trees. Honda's 2013 ATV clearance event is the time to buy. You'll find what you're looking for at Richards Honda during Honda's 2013 ATV clearance event. Richards Honda is on South University. Check them out online at RideArkansas.com or look for Richards Honda on Facebook. Honda recommends the Foremans and Ranchers for riders 16 years and older and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. For your safety, drive responsibly, wear a helmet and eye protection, and read your owner's manual. Always wear your seatbelt, keep the side nets and doors closed, and never drive under the influence of drugs or alcohol.
In our family, we spend a lot of time together. We stay active and we watch each other's health. That's why Kroger Pharmacy is such a huge help. At Kroger, you can have your prescriptions filled while you shop, and that just makes life easier. The Kroger pharmacists are helpful, knowledgeable, and always ready to give great advice when you need it. And they consult with your doctors and monitor interactions between medications so you can have peace of mind. Not to mention, Kroger Pharmacy is a preferred network pharmacy, so they save you money, too. You know, the pharmacists at Kroger provide the kind of care you expect for your family. Try your Kroger Pharmacy today.
Flu shots are now available from your certified vaccinating pharmacist at Kroger Pharmacy. No appointment needed, so it's super convenient. Plus, they accept most insurance plans, including Medicare Part B, so it's affordable too. Protect your family from the flu with a little help from Kroger Pharmacy.
Tell us what you want to be. Maybe a zebra with a big green mustache. You could be a duck. You could be a ref. You could be a duck that's also a ref. You could be anything. Steampunk, pickle, or a zombie. Hot dog. Sexy Ben Franklin. Funky future Gandhi. Savers Halloween.
Savers has thousands of brand new and thrifty costumes, plus costume consultants to help you.
Right now is a great time to go out to Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Their number one goal is complete customer satisfaction. They're always slicing the prices off of the vehicles there. Right now, a 2013 Chevy Sonic is discounted over $2,200. Also, they are having great deals on the Chevy Silverado regular cab. $15,900 for a Chevy Silverado. Great deal there. Go out there to Guatney. See Sean McClish or James Miller, and they will take care of you. And always, if they don't have something on the lot there for you, they will be able to go out there and get it. So go out to Guatney Chevrolet off the Gregory Street exit in Jacksonville. It's Arkansas's number one Chevy dealer for a reason. They're people.
Bullseye Guns and Ammo in West Little Rock. For all your firearm and tactical sports shooting needs. Bullseye Guns and Ammo next to Jason's Deli on West Markham. Regulation is over. It's overtime with Matt Jones and Trey Schaap on the Buzz Radio Network.
Welcome back to Overtime. Matt Jones, Trey Schaap out here at Guatney Chevrolet in Jacksonville. Don't forget, come by, throw the darts, and get money off your vehicle purchase. That's it.
Times 20.
Throw the darts and get money off of your vehicle purchase out here at Guatney Chevrolet. Off the Gregory Street exit in Jacksonville, we bring Danny West back on the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline, and let's go to Sterling as well. Sterling, thanks for calling. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, guys. My name is Anderson. My clock's not going to start on him until he get a practice facility. Every school in the conference got one.
He's Sterling, you realize that could be 2 years, 3 years down the road?
Well, I mean, that's not our fault. I mean, he was promised it. We don't have it. You think we practicing? We got a disadvantage in football, recruiting. We got that same disadvantage in basketball without. Then you join the fact that our facilities we don't have all the facilities. So my clock don't start on him, but me, until he gets everything that he needs to start this program. We are the recruiting talk, recruiting, and you don't got one of the main things that everybody else do have. Talking about a disadvantage. I mean, my goodness. The only people he gonna get is his homegrown top talent and people that he done got a relationship with from their dad. This guy, you're talking about football behind the eight ball. He's really behind the eight ball. You're telling me Ole Miss got one?
Yep.
You tell me Mississippi State got one.
Yep, and it's nice.
And we don't. And mm-hmm. we don't.
It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I can't.
Hey, Sterling, LSU has one. Alabama has one. Tennessee has one. Florida has LSU. One.
Now, but LSU, they just got a crap. They got a crap arena.
So
they got
Ole Miss.
They got a legend. They got
Have
a name, but they got a legend name on it too. I mean, a legend that everybody knows. Pistol Pete Maravich got his name on that thing. I mean, if I was a relative of Pistol Pete, I'd go down there and try to rip that name off that building. Don't disgrace my kinfolk like that. I mean, they need to put Tiger Bay's name on it. But they need.
They don't know how to spell Jody.
But guys, my question for Danny is what are recruits in the States coming up that, I mean, there's legit SEC going to help us win and type play. Now, I ain't talking about guys that you can project and develop. I'm talking about guys that you look at them, you say, Arkansas, got to get them. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, Sterling.
Yeah, you said in-state kids that will play immediately. But, I think it starts right there, Bijan Jackson, defensive tackle. The thing I always look at, guys, when you're talking about which freshman can come in and help, you may have a highly recruited guy who may not come in and help you because you don't need him right away. They're going to need Bijan Jackson. They're going to need Josh Frazier, who I think they're probably going to end up getting two big-time, you know, defensive tackles because that's going to be a need spot. You lose Robert Thomas already to injury. You're going to lose Byron Jones to graduation. You're going to need some help in that defensive, the interior part of that line. And I think Bijan and Josh are both guys that could come in and play immediately. Going past that, you look at tight ends right now, they probably won't need a Jack Krause to come in and play. You may not need Juwan Day, the running back there at North Little Rock, to come in and play. Or Jake Hall, who they offered yesterday, you may not need him at defensive end. You're pretty well set at those positions, but definitely Bijan and Josh Frazier, if they can get Josh, I think both of those guys could play next year.
Danny, I got a question for you. Now, you just talked about a couple running backs, and I know running backs can be used a little different, and I think of a guy like a DeCorey Birmingham who played a lot of slot receiver and running back. Do we have any of these running backs? Because I see that we're missing that right now is some speed on the outside, but in the slots also, are there any of these running backs that can really catch the ball pretty good, make moves in space, that could be kind of that dual threat and play a little slot receiver as well?
Yeah, I don't think you've got any on campus. Obviously, we're all aware of Alex Collins, Jonathan Williams. Both those two guys are studs, but
they're running backs. Yeah.
Right, absolutely. But as far as other running backs that kind of fit that mold, Kevin Shorter is a guy. He's a speed guy. You could probably line up at flanker, throw it to him out of the backfield. He's kind of like that. But, Matt, I think you bring up a good point. Arkansas right now doesn't have that electric, playmaker, game changer on the outside edge. You know, it doesn't have to be a 6'6" wide receiver. That'd be great to go get one. But I think they need some pop. They need somebody who can take a 2-yard gain and turn it into a 60-yard touchdown, much like Joe Adams used to do. Right now, I just don't see that on the roster. They're recruiting some guys. Corey McBride down in Louisiana, Torrance Mosley is committed to them down in Louisiana. These are speedster, quick type guys. Maybe they're the answer, but right now you don't have it on campus.
Danny, let me ask you about a couple of players for the Arkadelphia Badgers. We might have asked you before, but I keep getting asked about these two players. We were in Arkadelphia on Wednesday. Jakari Howell and Chris Oliver. Arkadelphia's undefeated. Looks like they are the best team in Class 4A right now. What do you know about Jakari Howell and Chris Oliver? Are the Razorbacks on them?
Yeah, they're on the radar. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I think they're going to get an offer. Probably not would be my guess, but those two guys will definitely end up playing college football. Jakari Howell, quarterback, obviously, 6'1", 180, is a little bit undersized. I know Wichita Baptist and Henderson have already offered him. He's going to pick up some more type of those offers there, in-state type offers. Chris Oliver, a little bit undersized as well, 5'8", 5'9", 165. he's not what Arkansas needs, but he's one of those guys I was just describing. I think he's that explosive playmaker type. Line him up in different positions, use him on special teams. Two very good players there. And, Trey, you said you guys saw him last week. Did you get a chance to see Emmanuel Cooper?
Well, we didn't see them last week. We were down in Arkadelphia Wednesday doing the show, and we were asked about that. I did see Arkadelphia when they played Nashville to open conference play back in week four.
Yeah, hey, that's no surprise that they're a good team. I saw that team this past summer, and they get off the bus, they walk out on the field, and I immediately knew Arkadelphia is going to be very, very good this year. They've got one right after another. Maybe not a ton of Division I type, you know, SEC type guys, but a lot of guys who can play at the next level.
Danny, before we let you go, we got about 40 seconds. A question from David in Camden. Please comment on Deion Holloman of Camden Fairview. I know he was part of the group of recruits who attended the A&M game. Is he seriously being recruited by the Razorbacks, or is he just too small?
I think he's going to end up being too small. Again, a very explosive player, just undersized, but he does have an offer from Monroe in South Florida, so he's going to end up with some pretty nice options.
Sounds good. Danny, as always, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.